Hello, hello, everyone. Me and Toby here, he's down here, are live. Yep, we're coming on live March 4th, 2025, right after Donald Trump has just laid the smacketh down on this joint session of Congress. There were some wild things happened at the beginning. I thought Speaker Johnson was going to jump over the podium and go body slam one of the Democrats. I mean, it was getting wild in there at the beginning. Chris was watching it like he was entertained by Happy Gilmore. I don't even know. Chris is watching the whole thing hysterical. As I'm trying to type for all of you beautiful people out there and get all of this ready. So welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to see you with us tonight. Let's see here. We've got people jumping in from Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan. Let's see who else is coming in. South Africa. Hello to our wonderful friends in South Africa, our international audience. North Carolina, Maine, Queens, New York. We love you down in the boroughs. I'm a boroughs girl myself from the Bronx, New York. Texas. God bless Texas. Florida, Oregon, South Carolina, Phoenix, Brooklyn. There's another one of the boroughs. Alabama, Baltimore, Maryland, France. Bonjour to our friends in France coming in. We are so happy to have you with us. Colorado as well, and Pennsylvania, I see. Okay, you're all pouring in now. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I think I saw another South Africa come in, as well as a Seattle, as well Seattle, Washington, and the Adirondack Mountains, which we happen to be about only 2 hours from here where I live. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. If you could share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it. I have taken notes, and we are going to go over these notes. Public service announcement, I didn't have time to correct all the notes. So we may just have to, like, I may have to guess as I go along with some of my writing, because I was typing so fast as it was going on my laptop. So let's open up in prayer, and then we're going to get right into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we praise you for this night, Father. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We humble ourselves before you. We come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, saying your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we just acknowledge the immense sacrifice of your son, Jesus Christ, who came to the earth, was the word, became flesh, dwelt among us, willingly died at Calvary, purchased us by the shedding of his own blood, redeemed us and reconciled us back to you, Lord, rose again miraculously, and is ruling and reigning at your right hand forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim and the Spirit of the Living God and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father God, Lord, order our steps. Order our words, guide us, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me the humble privilege and our team of being vessels of your power, Lord. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We're most certainly just the clay. Father God, we are vessels that you mold. We are receptacles for your glory. Father, we praise you tonight. We praise you for this address, Father God. We praise you. You continue. Your hand heavily be upon President Trump, Lord. We give you all the glory. Take it all for yourself, Father God, Lord. We love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, ladies, I'm going to give you the cue now because we're about to get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Thank you for that. Okay, so just 6 weeks into Donald Trump's presidency, he had a joint session of Congress. It's a little too early to do a State of the Union, but what he did is a joint session of Congress. And boy, did he not only lay it the smacketh down, Speaker Johnson layeth the smacketh down. Wouldn't it have been fun had he just leapfrogged over Donald Trump in the air and tackled Al Green, I think is his name. onto the floor. That would have been an epic WWE moment, I think. But some amazing things happened. So let's go over some things. So before this even began, there were a few comments that was being spoken about on Fox News. First of all, they said they are expecting Nancy Pelosi to lash out like a toddler. So please be in expectancy of that. Somebody else said this is a come to Jesus moment, which couldn't be more true. Last year, Biden gave the State of the Union speech and he banked on it being banked on that speech, making him president for another 4 years. But my, how things have flipped. So when he comes out, Donald Trump, there's roaring, roaring applause. Something very strange happened. As he's coming out, they said it took him only 44 days to secure the border. And there was a woman in pink. I think all the Democrat women chose to look like Pepto-Bismol tonight in solidarity and all wear Pepto-Bismol pink. I don't know if they thought they were in the movie Grease or they were coming together in solidarity for a commercial about gas. I'm not sure which one, but it was Pepto-Bismol pink that they all had on. And she was holding a sign that said, "This is not normal. No, ma'am, you are not normal and you need prayer for even thinking that's appropriate for putting on national TV to address a joint session of Congress." So as Trump walks down the aisle, she's holding the sign that says, "This is not normal." Compared to who? You, Al Green, Pocahontas? I don't know. I don't know what her definition of normal is, but please pray for that woman. Okay, so right out of the gate, Donald Trump. Hold on 1 second, because for some reason, my mic is very sensitive. I'm just going to switch it back to the Yeti right now, because there we go. Okay. If you touch it sometimes, I don't know why, but it mutes. It's very sensitive. So Donald Trump comes out of the gate and he says, "America is back." This is like an Empire Strikes Back moment, right? So here he comes victoriously out. "America is back." He mentions the golden age of America, which I did a teaching on where that really came from. So we do have it. You can go watch it another day. As well as he begins. And he begins like a racehorse out of the gate. And he says that there has been swift and unrelenting action. We have accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations have accomplished in 4 or 8 years. And we are just getting started. Now, what's so significant about his speech tonight is this speech is being given within the 2-week window to Purim. So expect some explosive things to happen against the administration. And then a reversal because of this. He also gave it on Fat Tuesday, which was tonight, which is Mardi Gras, which creates a lot of extra spiritual warfare. So that's why this 2-week window is going to be so explosive. Now, he said, "America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back." Now, you have to take pride figuratively because we know what the word of God says about pride. Right? "Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall." But he means the spirit of America is back. "The American dream is surging. The American dream is unstoppable. And America is on the verge of a comeback the world has not seen." Okay. So then he said the election was a mandate not seen in decades. "We won all 7 swing states and 312 votes in the Electoral College." Now, the Democrats are screaming like hyenas. You have to understand the scene. For many of you saw it. I don't know if all of you saw it. They're screaming like hyenas while he's saying this. It is painful for them to hear this. He said, "We won the popular vote by big numbers." And then all the booing that the Democrats are doing, right? All of a sudden, the Republicans with a roar start chanting USA and drown out the yelling and the booing of the mules and the donkeys that are kicking and stubborn in the middle of this, and the Republicans with a roar chant USA in the room. It was almost deafening. Then Donald Trump goes on, we won counties, a lot of counties in the country. He said it was over 2,700 counties. And he said a map that reads almost all red for Republican. He said there was a 27-point swing, the most ever. And then he goes into the logistics of the economy, right? So he starts at small business optimism. It's a 41-point jump. Now, when he does this, the Democrats are being so disruptive by this point and noisy and disrespectful and basically acting like animals. This is what you have elected. This is what you have elected. Some of these states here into the lawmaking process. So they are being so disruptive at this point that Speaker Johnson stands up, and you can see the righteous indignation on the man when he stands up and he says he will instruct the sergeant at arms to restore order in the joint session of Congress, and the Republicans erupt in the room. And then an exchange happens between Speaker Johnson, I think his name is Al Green. He wouldn't stop, and he was waving his cane, which I wish somebody would have grabbed and just swatted him on the head with and just put an end to the nonsense that we were seeing. But Lord, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't say those things. But really, if I was there, I would have grabbed his cane with, and it would have been over. Like, we would have been done. But anyway, this exchange goes on, and then he announces, Speaker Johnson, in a very dramatic moment, that the chair directs the sergeant at arms to restore order and remove Green from the chamber. Members are directed to uphold and maintain decorum in the House, and the House erupts, and the sergeant at arms comes out, and they remove Al Green in front of everybody from the president's address. Then once order is restored, he says 100 executive orders have been signed in 6 weeks and over 400 executive actions, which is equal, because that equals 500. And we are in the year 5785. Five has to not only do with grace, but it has to do with an announcement. And this certainly is an announcement. Actually, the number five in Hebrew is hey, which is behold. And this is certainly what that was. He said, the people elected me to do a job, and I'm doing it. He also said, our presidency is the most successful in history, in the history of our nation. He said, number two was George Washington. Within hours of taking the oath of office, he says, I declared a national emergency at our southern border and the invasion of our country. Illegal border crossings last month were the lowest ever recorded, he says. Under Joe Biden, the worst president in American history. Democratic hyenas, they start getting upset again. Hundreds of thousands of illegal crossings per month, drug dealers, murderers, gangs released into our country under Joe Biden, he's saying. Okay. As this is going on, the Pepto-Bismol pink Democrats are holding up a black sign that says Musk steals. And so they're holding up the, I thought, wait a second. This is hypocrisy at its finest. After you thieves have stolen so much for the American people, how dare you even in a moment like this accuse Elon Musk of stealing when you have had your hand in the cookie jar? You have been draining our coffers. You have been giving our tax dollars to illegal immigrants, $6 billion to Iran, billions to Ukraine, and Zippy Zelensky, who can't seem to sit still or has no manners whatsoever. As well as insider trading, as well as funding transgenderism, corrupt school districts, and they want to hold up a sign that says Musk steals. No, Musk actually isn't stealing. Musk is actually going in like the sheriff and getting back what you stole from the American people. So they're doing this in the middle of this. Now, And he says to the Democrats, Trump addresses the Democrats now. And he says to the Democrats sitting before him, he said, just this one night, why not join us in celebrating so many incredible wins for America, for the good of our nation? Let us work together to make America great again, which they didn't take too kindly to. Why would they? And he said also, upon taking office, I imposed a freeze on all federal hiring and federal regulations and all foreign aid. I terminated the ridiculous Green New Scam and withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord, costing us trillions. I withdrew from the corrupt World Health Organization and also from the anti-American UN Human Rights Council. We ended all Biden's environmental restrictions, making our country unaffordable. We ended the electric vehicle mandate. So he's going through everything that they've done and he's withdrawn us from that has been hurting America. And then he goes in to tackle, he talks about the economy, wants to tackle the economy. He said, for every one new regulation, 10 old regulations must be eliminated. So that was amazing. For every one new regulation they implement, 10 old regulations have to be eliminated in the economy. He said, we have ended weaponized government. For example, where a sitting president was allowed to viciously prosecute his political opponent like me. And then he looks at the Democrats and he goes, how did that work out? Not too well, did it? And oh boy, did he rile them up when he said that. And the Republicans are roaring when he's saying this. They're all standing and applauding. The Democrats in their Pepto-Bismol attire are holding up the must-steal signs. And another woman had a sign that said, it's a lie. Ma'am, do you know what party you belong to? Do you know what they've even done? Do you know they lied about Joe Biden's mental capacity? They lied about DEI, Kamala Harris. Do you even know the sign you're holding up at this point? So this goes on. He also says, I have stopped all government censorship and have brought back free speech. In America, it's back. Free speech is back. And that also goes to Caesar Zuckerberg over there at Facebook that wanted to target in the last two elections, wanted to target conservative voices. And Donald Trump is saying it. President Trump is saying it. Free speech is back. He also says that 2 days in, he signed an order making English the official language of the United States of America. It's about flipping time. Honestly, that we make English the official language of the United States of America. He says, I renamed the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. And likewise, I renamed Mount McKinley again in Alaska. We have ended the tyranny of the so-called DEI policies across the federal government, private sector, and our military, which stands for diversity and inclusion. And our country, he says, will be woke no longer. Now, that was a great line. The interesting part about wokeism is it goes back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When the serpent says to Eve, if you eat of this fruit, you surely will not die. For in the day you eat of the fruit, your eyes will be opened. You'll become woke. That's what that means. You'll become enlightened. So this is a very ancient argument and agenda of the enemy repurposed for a modern day generation. He says our country will be woke no longer. He said, you should be hired based on skill and competence, not race or gender. Man should be judged not by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. You should be hired based on merit. And he said the Supreme Court, in a very brave and powerful decision, has allowed us to do so. So he acknowledges and applauds the Supreme Court. He said there are only two genders, male and female. He said that's the official policy of the U.S. government. Hallelujah. God made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve. He didn't make amoebas. He did not make transgenders. God made them male and female. So Donald Trump now is saying the official policy of the U.S. government is there are only two genders, male and female. He also said he signed an executive order to ban men from playing in women's sports. Hallelujah to that, too. If they can't hack it by playing with men and they think they're going to get a gold star by coming into women's sports, think again, because that is over with. He said schools will kick men off of girls' teams or lose all federal funding. That was huge. Schools either comply and kick biological men off of women's teams, or they will lose all their federal funding. That was amazing. He said he's rescued our economy. He's going to rescue the economy and get immediate relief to working families who inherited from the last administration an economic catastrophe and an inflation nightmare. That is true. The last administration apparently got their economics out of a Cracker Jack box, and they most definitely caused economic catastrophe and inflation that we have not seen in decades. He said it drove up the grocery costs, and we are fighting to reverse this damage and make America affordable. Again, that was a great line. He said, Joe let the price of eggs get out of control. When he said this, don't ask me why this set them off. Maybe because they were wearing pastels like Easter eggs, the Democrats. I'm not sure. But he says, Joe let the price of eggs get out of control, and the Democrats erupted. They got so mad at that line. And Donald Trump said, we are working hard to get it back down. So for those of you who miss your omelets in the morning, Donald Trump is working to restore that again in your life and get the price of eggs down. And so the Democrats were reeling again after this and seething. So he said, we are rapidly reducing the cost of energy. And he said the previous administration cut gas and oil by 95%, and I believe that's the production of it. He said, my first day in office, I declared a natural energy emergency. And he said his policy to fix this is drill, baby, drill. That's what he said. That is the policy. Drill, baby, drill. I so agree with that. America is sitting on oil. Why not drill and get our own resources and become energy independent? Where not Iran, Saudi Arabia, Europe, Russia, or any other place can try to hold natural resources over our heads and make us kowtow to their agendas. Why not become energy independent? So I agree with that, drill, baby, drill. Okay. He said, I will take historic action to expand production of critical minerals and rare earths here in the USA. So he's doing that as well. And he said, to further combat inflation, we will be reducing the cost of energy and ending the flagrant waste of taxpayer dollars. Now, that was a great word he used, flagrant, whoever wrote this for him, because in sports, in the NBA, there is something in basketball, and I played basketball in my teens. There is something called a flagrant foul. A flagrant is when it is highly intentional and meant to do damage. That's what a flagrant foul is. So when he's saying this, ending the flagrant, ending the highly intentional, meant to do damage waste of taxpayer dollars. Let me put it to you that way. He said, that is why I created Doge. Well, he said Doge, they all erupted. And here's Elon Musk standing up, doing his wave. Waving, waving, waving to everybody when he says Doge. He goes, that's why I created Doge. Perhaps you have heard of it. Now, when this happens, they pan to a shot of Pocahontas, who is Elizabeth Warren, on her phone, acting like she's not hearing any of this. So Elizabeth Warren, aka Pocahontas, in her pastels, is on her phone. Her phone case is pastel also, and acting like she completely has no idea what Doge is. Typical par for the course. He says, Elon works very hard and he didn't need this. No, he probably didn't. Elon has enough companies and influence. He really didn't need this. He has been assigned to this at Doge. And let me read to you the list of some of the things Elon has found at Doge, because Donald Trump wanted to oblige everyone. And he wanted to let everybody know some of the things that Elon and his team have uncovered at Doge. $22 billion from HHS to provide free housing and cars for illegal immigrants. $45 million was sent to DEI. $40 million to sedentary migrants. I have no clue. Is that migrants that don't move? I have no clue, but sedentary migrants. $8 million to promote LGBTQ plus XYZ. There was money going to African nations for indigenous peoples. $60 million to indigenous peoples. $8 million for making mice transgender. Yes, $8 million of your tax dollars went to try to make mice transgender. Have you ever heard of something so sick? This is why the flood happened in Genesis. This is why the flood came of them altering DNA like this. Okay, so this is like pre-flood, horror show that was going on in the earth. So $8 million of your tax dollars went to make mice transgender. $32 million for left-wing propaganda in Moldova. So if you would like to know that $32 million of your tax dollars went so left-wing propaganda could be active in a country called Moldova. $10 million. This was wild. $10 million of your tax dollars went for circumcisions in Mozambique, went to circumcise little boys in Mozambique. $20 million of your tax dollars was sent to the Arab Sesame Street in the Middle East. So $20 million of your tax dollars went to fund Sesame Street for Arabs in the Middle East. $1.5 million went to voter confidence in Liberia to make sure the Liberian voters were confident in a country we're not even in. $59 million for illegal aliens to be in luxury hotels in New York City. $42 million went for social and behavior change in Uganda. $47 million for improving learning outcomes in Asia. And $101 million went to DEI contracts at the Department of Education. And you wonder why they've got so much money to just try to screw up your kids on you. $101 million went to DEI contracts at the Department of Education. So he said others he wanted to say are just too horrible to say. So this is the list he gave. He said, we found hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud. He said, we have taken back the money and reduced our debt to fight inflation. He said, the Government Accountability Office estimated annual fraud of $500 billion in our nation. $500 billion in fraud annually in our nation. And then he went into Social Security fraud, where Social Security checks are being paid out. Now, this is just to nobody. It's not like it's just to anybody. Let me read to you who Social Security checks were paid out to. 3.6 million people received Social Security checks who were the ages of 110 to 119. 3.47 million people ages 120 to 129 received Social Security checks. 3.9 million people ages 130 to 139 received these checks. 3.5 million, 140 years old to 149 years old, received Social Security checks. Money is being paid to most of them, if not many of them. 1.3 million people that were ages 150 to 159 received Social Security checks. 130,000 people that were over the age of 160 years old received Social Security. Isn't that comforting for all of us? Okay. Now, he interjects in the middle of this, Donald Trump, and he says, we have a healthier country than I thought, Bobby. talking to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So after saying all this, he goes, our country's way healthier than we thought, isn't it, Bobby? 1,039 people between the ages of 220 years old and 229 received Social Security. One person who was 240 years old to 249 years old received it. One person who was 360 years of age received Social Security. That's more than 100 years older than our country, Donald Trump says. So this is how many people are fraudulent, how much fraud is happening in Social Security. He said, by slashing off fraud, waste, and theft, we will defeat inflation, bring down grocery prices, and put more money in the pockets of American families. That is true, because the more disposable income, I'm putting my finance hat on here. Disposable income is when, after you've paid all your bills, the money you have left over at the end of the month. That is called disposable income. The more disposable income you put into families' households, the more they will interject it into the economy. And that is how the economy grows. Okay. He said this year, let's see. He talked about interest rates that dropped. And then he said, this year, I want to balance the federal budget. That has not been done in 24 years. And then he said, we have developed the gold card. Now, this is interesting. For $5 million, we will allow people to buy a path to American citizenship. So the gold card, $5 million, people can buy an American citizenship. He said, the open border policies you have allowed to destroy our country, we will now bring in job-creating people and reduce our debt with that money. So he's using that to reduce the debt. He's using, for every $5 million paid for a gold card to become an American citizen, it helps reduce the debt. He said, Americans have given us a mandate for bold and profound change. That is so true. He said, the federal bureaucracy has grown over 100 years and crushed America. Approvals that should take 10 days are taking 10 to 15 years because of all the bureaucracy and red tape. He said, we will restore true democracy to America again. The days of bureaucrats are over. He also said, the next phase of our plan is for Congress to pass tax cuts for everybody. He said, I'm sure the people on my right, and he wasn't talking about the Republicans, he's talking about the Democrats. I'm sure the people on my right, you will vote for those tax cuts because I believe the people will never vote you back into office if you don't do this. And he was directly speaking to the Democrats. He also wants to end the Social Security tax. Then he gets into the tariffs. Now he's getting into the heavyweights here. So now we come to the tariffs. He said, we have tariffs right now being charged to us by India, China, Mexico. He said, India is 100% tariff on all our goods that go into India. China is double. He said, South Korea, their tariff is four times higher. He said, this is happening by friend and foe. Friends are tariffing the United States of America. Foes are tariffing the United States of America. He said, April 2nd. Now, he said, I'm doing it April 2nd because April 1st is April Fool's, and that would be a very expensive joke. He said, so I've chosen to do it April 2nd instead. But April 2nd, he said, there's going to be a reciprocal tariff that kicks in, and whatever the tariff they are doing to us, we are going to do to them. So if it's 100% tariff on our goods going into that country, we are going to charge that country 100% tariff on goods coming into our country. Whatever they tax us, we will tax them. He says, if they do non-monetary tariffs to keep us out of their markets. We will do non-monetary tariffs to keep them out of our markets. He said, we will take in trillions of dollars and create jobs this way. We have been ripped off for decades by almost every country on earth. We will not let that happen any longer. Mexico and Canada have allowed fentanyl to come into our country and kill and destroy families, he says. They are receiving subsidies of hundreds of billions of dollars. The U.S. will not be doing this any longer, he says. $1.7 trillion of new investment in America in the past couple of weeks alone, he says, has happened. He said OpenAI and Oracle announced a $500 billion investment. Watch the head of Oracle. Watch him. Because he's got an interest in this because he wants something approved that his son is involved in, that they're trying to get through red tape in the government. I don't trust Oracle, right? And I think of Oracle at Delphi when I hear Oracle, somebody that is speaking for the demonic, somebody that is under the influence of dark forces. That's what I think when I hear Oracle in that sense, like the Oracle at Delphi. He also said, our new trade policy will be great for the American farmer. I love the farmer. That will now be selling in the USA. The farmers will be selling in the USA because the goods that come in from other countries, they are dirty, he said, and disgusting and hurt our farmers. So basically saying the produce coming in from other countries are dirty and disgusting and will hurt our farmers. I can't disagree with him on that. And I can't because they inject. These foreign countries inject the fruits and vegetables with things. They inject the produce with things. They put chemicals in them. He's not wrong. So he says $50 billion in purchases, but Biden did not enforce it. He's talking about the farmers still. Now, as Trump is saying this, they pan to the Democrats again. And there is the gentleman sitting next to Pocahontas fast asleep. They pan to the Democrats and the narcoleptics have suddenly come out. Narcolepsy is kicking in on the Democratic side and the Democrats are sleeping in the audience. Okay. Then he starts pointing out people that have been invited. A gentleman named Jeff, who was a steel worker, provided a foster home for over 40 children, which is amazing. And he talks about wanting to protect American jobs. He said, and the soul of our country. Now that's interesting because Joe Biden said, now let me say, if the Lord can speak through the mouth of an ass, he can probably speak through the mouth of Joe Biden. But Joe Biden said, this is a battle for the soul of the nation. I talk about this in the Revolutionary War, the book of my book that's coming out April 1st. Joe Biden said that. Donald Trump says that we have to protect American jobs and the soul of the country. Isn't that interesting? One's trying to battle and snatch it away from us. The other's trying to protect it. He said Biden took us the lowest we have ever been. And then he acknowledges his lovely wife, Melania, the first lady, for all her work with foster care, which you could see she didn't expect he was going to do. But he looks at her affectionately. He acknowledges her for all her amazing work with foster care. And then he says, because there was a lovely young girl sitting next to Melania, apparently she was affected by AI deepfake. Something was put up about her. It was just something disturbing. So he says that they have the Take It Down Act having to do with AI deep fakes now. So they've actually created an act because AI deep fakes are now becoming such a problem. He said, he then talks about the steps that are crucial to protecting America's borders. 21 million poured in last year because of Joe Biden's insane and very dangerous open border policies. He thanked Tom Homan. I was on the Israel trip with Tom Homan. So I got to hang out with Tom Homan in Israel last year. So he thanked Tom Homan and Border Patrol and ICE for the job they have done. These guys are working overtime. They are doing an amazing job. They are dealing with dangerous gang members, criminals, terrorists, and are rounding them up and risking their lives in order to get them out of the nation. And we just thank you for your service. He said, we must take care of our law enforcement. And then he brings up Lake and Riley. Now, this was a moment because Lake and Riley's mother was in the audience. So he brings up what happened to Lake and Riley. And that she was murdered by an illegal immigrant, and the assailant was arrested and released in a Democrat-run sanctuary city. And he said, we are going to ensure Lake and Riley did not die in vain. He says, I signed into law the detention of all criminal aliens that threaten public safety. It's called the Lake and Riley Act. So he actually named an act out of this precious girl. He said, we achieved the lowest number of border crossovers ever recorded. The media kept saying we needed new legislation to secure the border. He says, it turns out all we needed was a new president. That was a mic drop moment when he said that. The Republicans erupted. The Democrats are booing. They're foaming at the mouth. They're seething. They're getting very upset. But that was an incredible line. It turns out all we needed was a new president. He said, Joe Biden didn't just open our border. He flew illegal aliens over them to overwhelm our schools and communities. We are, and then he says, we are achieving the great liberation of America. I signed an order, keeping my word to you. And then Jocelyn was another young girl that was, I guess, killed by an illegal immigrant. And he said to her mother, who was there, a 34,000 acre sanctuary, because Jocelyn loved wildlife and she loved animals. And he said, a 34,000 acre sanctuary for all of God's creatures is formally renamed that refuge in loving memory of your beautiful daughter, Jocelyn. So that was a wonderful moment too. And he said, Jocelyn and Lakin's assailants were both part of it was a very dangerous Venezuelan gang, along with MS-13 and the cartels. He says, I have now named them foreign terrorist organizations. They are in a category now with ISIS. So he has designated them finally. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They have been designated foreign terrorist organizations. He said, every last one will be rounded up and forcibly removed from our country. I'm telling you, the cartels are going to try something against the president. I'm just telling you right now, that is gearing up. It's time for America to wage war on the cartels, he says. So he is making a proclamation of war publicly within the 2-week window to Purim against the cartels. That is prophetic. That is historic. It's by no accident that it happened this way. He said, 5 nights ago, Mexican authorities, because of our tariff policies, handed over to us 29 of the biggest cartel leaders in their country. Now, when the house of Ahab was being cleared out, Jehu, this was a Jehu moment, what Trump just did and what he said. Jehu said to the people, I will not destroy you if you hand over all the sons of Ahab. No, all the sons of all the sons, I believe, of Ahab. So Jehu says, I will not destroy you if you hand me over the sons of Ahab. And the city got together and they handed over the sons of Ahab to Jehu. In the same way, President Trump applies pressure. The Mexican authorities, because of the tariff policies, handed over to Donald Trump, who's like a Jehu, 29 of the biggest cartel leaders in their country. That was a Jehu moment. He said, we need Mexico and Canada to do much more than they have done and stop fentanyl and drugs coming across the borders. I totally agree. He said, we must bring back law and order to our cities and towns. Long before the TV show ever existed, Almighty God was a God of law and order. And he still is a God of law and order. And Donald Trump saying that is prophetic because it's about restoring the spiritual law and order to this nation as well. It's about restoring the physical law and order to our cities and towns and the spiritual law and order that only God can bring to a nation. He said, our justice system has been turned upside down by radical left lunatics. And he points to the Democrats in the room. He's going, radical left lunatics. And he's doing that while he's making this statement, which once again, they start, you know, they start yelling like hyenas. What a surprise. And then he says, we need to restore fair, equal, and impartial justice, starting at the FBI and the DOJ. He acknowledges Pam Bondi and Kash Patel. He said, bad guys don't respect the law, but they are starting to respect it, is what he said. He said, I signed an executive order requiring the death penalty for anyone who kills a police officer. And tonight I'm asking Congress to pass that. I guess there's another part to that he wants Congress to pass, but he signed an executive order saying the death penalty has to be given to anyone who kills a police officer. He says, I'm also asking Congress for a new crime bill. And then we go to Precious Little DJ, I think is his name. The 13-year-old little boy who had brain cancer. He was so adorable and precious. And Trump asked for him to be made an agent of the United States Secret Service. That was his dream. It was an amazing moment. It was very touching when the head of the Secret Service let DJ hug him and just thank him for doing that. And Donald Trump said since 1975, childhood cancer has increased by 40%. Notice the number 40. 40 has to do with testing and judgment and a wilderness time. So isn't that interesting that since 1975, cancer has increased, childhood cancer, by 40%. Trump acknowledges RF Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy, at this time. He said, with the name Kennedy, you would have thought everyone would have been cheering. And he looks at the Democrats again. He liked trolling them all night. He really did. He was just really enjoying trolling them. And we were enjoying watching him troll them. He said, we have to get poisons out of our food supply and keep our children healthy and strong. He said, at one point, it was 1 in 10,000 children, I believe, that had autism. Now it's 1 in 36 children that have autism. He said, something is very, very wrong with this. He said, there are toxic ideologies in our schools. And then he said, the they, them pronouns are being removed from the schools. I signed an executive order banning our public schools from indoctrinating our schools with transgender ideology. I also signed an order to cut off federal funding to any institution that aids in mutilating our youth, any institution that is sterilizing children, that is making them think they were born the wrong gender, will not receive federal funding anymore. This is huge because the financial arteries now are being pinched. The financial arteries, God is doing a heart procedure in this nation. And there are arteries right now that are being pinched and cut off and rerouted in the middle of this. And this is one of them. He said, it's a big lie. That children are trapped in the wrong body. He said, that's a lie that children are being told. You are perfect exactly the way God made you. That was a wonderful, wonderful line. He said, all armed services are having the best recruiting results ever in, I guess, you know, as far as decades or longer than that. Our recruiting is highly up, let's put it that way, in the armed services. He says he's establishing an office of shipbuilding in the White House. My administration will be reclaiming the Panama Canal. A large American company announced they are buying both ports around the Panama Canal. So the United States is reclaiming it. I do believe there is going to be some type of war or scuffle with China over it, because I believe they're the ones right now that have a great interest in the Panama Canal. He says, I have a message for the people of Greenland. So then he goes all the way to Greenland. You knew he was going to say Greenland. You knew he was going to bring this into the speech. He said, you deserve to consider the right of your future. However, we welcome Greenland into the United States of America. So he talks about that. He then mentions bringing home the hostages from Gaza. Hamas and Hamas are separated by one letter. Just one letter. Bringing back the hostages from Gaza. He said, in my first term, we achieved the historic Abraham Accords that the United States has sent hundreds of billions to support Ukraine defense with no security. He said, you want to keep it going? You want to keep it going another 5 years? And then he says, Pocahontas says yes, and looked right at Elizabeth Warren and basically called her out while she was pretending not to hear him on her cell phone. So he said that. He said 2,000 people are being killed every week, Russia, Russians and Ukrainians, but I want it to stop. Europe has spent more money buying Russian oil and gas than they have defending Ukraine, he said. He wants Ukraine and other prime ministers to come to the negotiating table. He was giving a public call for Zippy Zelensky and the other prime ministers to come to the negotiating table about this. He says, I want peace from Russia and Ukraine. It's time to halt the killing and end the senseless war. If you want to end wars, you have to talk to both sides. That was a very wise statement he made. If you want to end wars, you have to talk to both sides. Because remember, they were being very critical of him in the media for trying to talk to Putin. But he's saying, if you want to end the war, you have to talk to both sides. That is a very wise and practical way of looking at it. He said, we brought an American hostage home from Russia. 22 days in office, Trump is. He brings this gentleman home who you can tell has been through the ringer being a hostage in Russia. His name is Mark. Now, this is where it gets wild. Mark was born in the small rural town of Butler, Pennsylvania, where his mother has lived for 78 years. Why is this prophetic? Butler, Pennsylvania is where they attempted to assassinate Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is 78 years old. So this man was born in Butler, Pennsylvania, the hostage he freed from Russia. And the mother has lived there for 78 years. And that is the age of Donald Trump right now. That is highly prophetic in itself. He said that he met Mark's mom before he walked on stage at Butler, Pennsylvania. Less than 10 minutes later, he said, Donald Trump says, gunfire rang out. And a sick, deranged assassin unloaded 8 bullets. You know why 8? The enemy is very intentional about what he does. 8 biblically is the number of new beginnings because they wanted Donald Trump gone and they wanted to make their own new beginning. That is no accident. He said, my life was saved by a fraction of an inch. It was. And then he went into the fireman that lost his life. Corey, the fireman that horribly lost his life. At that rally, protecting his family. And then Donald Trump honors his family. And then Donald Trump says, President Trump says, I believe my life was saved in Butler. I was saved by God to make America great again. I believe that. It is so wonderful to hear him say that, because when he was elected, the night of the election, he said, there are some that say I was saved by God. And I went on Clay Clark's podcast and said, President Trump, please stop saying that. It's not some say you were saved. You were saved by God. You need to say you were saved by God. You need to acknowledge what God has done for you. And tonight, he acknowledged it. He said he was saved by God to make America great again. He truly believes that. He said, we will always be free and we will fight for that freedom. We are a country of doers, dreamers, fighters, and survivors. This will be our greatest era with God's help over the next 4 years. He invoked the name of God quite a bit in this address. It was also the longest address, I believe, a president has given to a joint session of Congress. So with God's help over the next 4 years, we will lead the most dynamic and dominant civilization on earth. We are going to conquer the frontiers of science, he says. He says, we want to plant the American flag on Mars. Well, people can have dreams, can't they? I guess one of his is to plant the American flag on Mars and far beyond. Now, isn't that interesting? Because guess who wants to occupy Mars? Elon Musk. So Elon Musk wears a shirt a lot that says Occupy Mars. We will stand up and fight, fight, fight which is what he said the day of Butler, for the country we believe in and the country our citizens deserve. The golden age of America has only just begun and will be like nothing ever seen before. And that's how he ends it. I'm sure the Democrats gave a rebuttal that was like nails on a chalkboard. I have not listened to the Democrats' rebuttal yet. I will try to listen to it and see basically what they had to say. But I thought it was an incredibly dynamic, sensitive, poignant speech. It wasn't, you know, he had his little jabs in there that Donald Trump's hallmark is, but there was wisdom in it. There was a reverence for God. There was truth in it. There was a lot of truth about what has gone on in this nation that has been wrong, how much fraud has been committed, what has been done to the American people, and how he's going to fix it. So I thought it really was an incredible joint session of Congress, explosive, because A, it's in the window of Purim. Speaker Johnson having to stand up and remove Al Green and his cane from that joint session right off the bat and get the Sergeant of Arms involved, that is explosive for a joint session of Congress where the new president is the one addressing. So this really has started out explosive. I believe this window is just going to get more intense leading up to Purim. It's interesting, like I said, the 2 week window to Purim, Trump's address, and Mardi Gras all clashed. It was a physical manifestation of the spiritual war we're fighting. You have the kingdom of darkness and those that serve the kingdom of darkness, and you have those that are servants of the Lord. And it clashed on the same day. So really what that is a physical manifestation of what actually is happening in the realm of the spirit right now that we have to be very aware of. So I thought it was great. I thought it was one of his best. As far as the tone, as far as it was a very presidential tone that he took. There wasn't a lot of like boasting, you know, or puffed out feathers. He took his little jabs. He did those things, but he was very focused on the task at hand. And you can see he's changing. You can see the heaviness of the yoke, even though the Lord's yoke is light. You can see the weight of the yoke of God beginning to come on Donald Trump. You can actually begin to see it now coming upon him to steer him. It was quite amusing to watch. And go Speaker Johnson for just standing up with the righteous indignation of the Lord and having the disruptors removed, because Satan is a disruptor. Satan wants to draw attention off of what the Lord wants to say, and he wants to draw it onto him. So go Speaker Johnson for discerning that under the wisdom of God, to not let that continue because cameras were on, and to have it removed from the session. So I applaud Speaker Johnson for that. Continue to pray for him. He's got quite a battle ahead of him these next 4 years. So please just keep him in your prayers as well. And what else? At the end, I'm just going to put up Andrew Sorcini real quick in our social media handles. So this is Andrew Sorcini. He has the Cyrus coin that we have with him. He's from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. He also does IRAs. You can call him. You can email him. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. He's got a wonderful team. They love hearing from Ark of Grace viewers. So please give him a call. You can ask for the Cyrus coin as well. We do have them. It's got Cyrus, Faithful Shepherd on one side, and God We Trust, Saving Grace, the Ark on the other side, with the dove with the olive branch returning to the Ark after the rains had stopped and the flood was beginning to recede. So give Andrew a call. He would love to hear from you. Email him. Here are our social media handles if you want to follow us. On Rumble and YouTube, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. On Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X, we're @AmandaGrace_AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social, it's all Ark of Grace Ministries. We also have an app. If you search Ark of Grace in your app store, you can download our app. We go live on our app as well. We post content on our app. So please, thank you very much. There it is. That's what the logo looks like for the app. Please like and subscribe. We would very much appreciate if you could do that with our platforms. So thank you very much for that. And thank you everyone for joining us on this late night edition of the Ark of Grace reaction to the smacketh that Trump just laid down on the joint session of Congress. And pray for the fashion of the Democrats, because wearing Pepto-Bismol pink probably to a joint session of Congress probably isn't the wisest move, isn't the wisest fashion move, and just makes you all look like you're constipated. So please, I'm asking you to just do something about this, because it's not become, there it is, Pepto-Bismol pink. And they're going Musk steals. Oh, really? Well, let's go into your bank accounts and see what you've stolen lately, shall we? So thank you, everyone, for joining us on this late night. We'll be putting out shorts during the week. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. Encourage you to say it every single day, as well as the other Psalms that we have there. We want to encourage you in the word, to go to the word, to speak the word, to read the word of God. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures every single day. And Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way because there's an order to coming before the throne of God. And we have to acknowledge that there is power in how Jesus taught the disciples to pray. And we should be adopting that into our prayer life. Please be in the word daily. It is our sword. It is living, active, and current for every generation. We need to feed it to our souls right now in a revelationary war, in a battle, this epic battle that we are fighting that is raging right now. We need to hear God in the noise and know it is the Lord. So please, I encourage you, be in the word every day. Give God his due and watch what he does in your life. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this live reaction. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. It's 12:16 a.m. here in New York, and we will see you. We'll be putting shorts out the rest of the week. And then early next week, we'll be back on live. If something happens, we'll be on sooner. So have a wonderful rest of your evening. Get some sleep, everyone. Good night. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.